prior estimate of the number of CML target cells was roughly 2 times 10 to the 8th. This is about 20-fold higher than the 10 to the 7th that one gets if one were to consider that there are 10 to the 12th nucleated marrow cells per adult and one long-term culture initiating cell per 10 to the 5th nucleated marrow cells, assuming that an LTCIC is approximately a CML target cell. This bottom expression here is what I assume for the probability of BCR-ABL given a translocation. The idea here is that each translocation arises from two breaks. T-ABL over capital gamma is the probability that the first break came from the ABL locus, and T-BCR over capital gamma is the probability that the second break came from the BCR locus. The factor of 2 out in front is due to the fact that we don't care in which order these breaks occurred. If you're having trouble with the factor of 2, consider what would happen if both loci had the same target sizes. Then the first break would have twice the target size as the second, thus the factor of 2. This expression assumes that these two loci are independent. If BCR tended to be close to ABL, then they would be more likely to misrejoin. In this case, given a translocation, and given that one of the breaks was in ABL, the probability that the other break was in BCR would be much higher than just TBCR divided by gamma. This means that if BCR and ABL tend to be close to each other, then PB of A given T would be much higher. As a result, we wouldn't need as many stem cells or target cells to get the same level of risk.